Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. Find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Very pleased to have with us today a guy I've gotten to know over the years who fortunately decided to locate in Rock Hill, South Carolina, I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, we'll find out. His name is Tim Vicente. He does not have a southern accent, as you will quickly... He's smiling.
I work hard on that.
Come on.
Sometime you can give me some.
Well, I want you to tell everybody a little bit about your business that you have here in Rock Hill. Then we'll get into your personal story and why you're here today. Go ahead.
First of all, I want to tell you thanks to give me the opportunity to talk again in your show. And I want to remind you, it was 12 years ago when you made me to cry first time in Rock Hill.
We cried together. It was a great show.
Regarding my company, we are archiving and data storage solution system provider, which means these days it's a big deal to download the data from the servers and save it on the disk. They are using on the cloud, but it's not safe. Even the Pentagon was penetrated many times, so the best solution is on the disk. And we receive very good feedbacks from law enforcement and FBI and CIA and big corporations regarding the way how we can archive and store the data on the disk and keep them offline 100% safe.
So your company is called All Pro Solutions, right?
Yes, means everything what we are doing is the best.
Right. He's a big technology guy. He does a lot more than just the data storage. And we can spend hours on that. Now, I don't know how we encapsulate your story. This is an unbelievable story about a man who lived in a socialistic / communist country called Romania.
Yes.
And how he managed to get here to the good old United States of America. And the reason you did this was... You just saw no future for yourself or for your family living in that socialistic structure. And the reason he's here today is because he sees the same thing happening right here in this country today. Now, Tibby, I don't know how we're going to do this, but in about 5 minutes, I want you to try to summarize what you and your family went through to get out of that rule of socialism and communism in Romania and get here to this country, which you did 30 years ago. Can you do it?
Technically, 32 years ago, I escaped from Romania.
Okay. And he did escape. That's the whole thing. You and your wife came up with this plan for you to leave your family behind, which is a tough decision to make. Anyway, I can't imagine that. And I'll tell the story, because that way I can get through it quicker, I think. And what they did is he snuck out of Romania, only to be stopped at the Czechoslovakian border, is the Yugoslavian border, right? And this is like something out of the movies. I mean, there were guard towers at the border and all this kind of stuff, and you managed to sneak across the border. He's already getting teary-eyed, under gunfire, if I remember this right, only to be captured, thrown into a Yugoslavian prison camp, and somehow you managed months later to get out of that. I don't know what that story is. Pick it up from there.
Okay, so I decided to escape. Only my wife knew that, because in Romania it was the security, like FBI here, protect the government, and whatever you said against them, they put you in jail, and also without lawyers, and they hide you forever. And the socialists want cancer, and if you are young and you want to prove to your family and for yourself, you sky's the limit, that was not the right place. You have three options. Option one, work like one crazy and don't accept more than money what they give to the losers also, or the lazy. Number two, step back and be lazy too, because either way they pay you in the same way. Or third, risk your life and go in one free society where the free society give you the condition to work and depend of you to accomplish the American dream, which means sky's the limit.
Right.
So my biggest moment in my life was when...
It's a tough story to tell, and I didn't mean to get into this, but...
When I turn off the light and I kiss my kids...
And he left, and he had to leave.
I told them bye, and I have no idea if I'm going to see them again, because in our days, the military was with the government, was not with the people, which is one big danger, and even here it's the same danger can happen if the army become politically, they should be unpolitically.
Right.
So from there, in Yugoslavia, they put me in jail. They used me like 3 months like slave, dig holes. And after that, I was blessed because I work hard and they let me to clean outside and stuff. And then I had the chance to escape. And I walk all the Europe to Netherlands, where I asked political asylum for U.S., which was my dream. And in 1991, July 11, I received the political asylum, and we, together with my family, we flew in Portland, Maine.
Now, hold on a second now.
Yes.
How did you get your family back out?
Okay, through Netherlands, because I got I was resident there.
Right.
Waiting for the political asylum.
If I remember the story right, at that time, you had been apart from your family for how long by this time?
A year or two? 1 year and a half.
All right. Things were changing in Romania.
Yes, and in 1989, 16 December, started the revolution. Actually, starting my city, Timișoara, and then in 1990, after they killed the Ceaușescu, just to make him to shut up, the number two took over, and they tried to show to the world they are free, we are free, and then they start to give up passports and stuff, but it was just here and there. And I was in Den Haag in one big camp, and I make hunger strike 3 days because they tried to put me down, and they were supposed to send me out on the city to be free and wait on the city for my paperwork.
Right.
And they tried to stop me, and I made this hunger strike, and after 3 days they gave me all the papers and they let me go. And I went in Den Haag, and then I got one apartment. And under that apartment, I have also an idea, like I was resident in Den Haag without to mention it's permanent or whatever. And with that paper, I had the inspiration to go with to the city hall and ask for invitation for my family. And they, without to check too many things, and it was normal for them, like residents, they give me the invitation. I sent it in Romania, and after 3 or 4 weeks, my family received the passport, and they were able to flew in Netherlands.
All right. So you get everybody together in the Netherlands after
yes.
all of this. Then you went through the arduous process of getting you had your asylum papers in the United States, correct? You could come to the United States.
I file up, and I file up also for my family.
There you go. So we got that. Did everything legal. He goes to California. Where was it?
No. I went in Portland, Maine.
Okay.
And this is very important for me and to others to know. And in Portland, Maine, I got the government sponsorship for 1 year. And after 3 weeks, I refused the sponsorship, which means food, house, school, and all the things. And with my own money, with Greyhound, I bought 4 tickets, and we went to San Francisco on our money.
Look at that.
Just to start a new life, and don't wait for free stuff.
There you go. This is a guy who's lived it, right? He has lived it. And you can tell by his voice that it's a story. It's a very emotional. So you get to San Francisco, and I'm going to make a long story short.
Yeah.
You got yourself set up. You started your business out there. You had a roof over your head. You had a house.
It's not like that. So we have to mention, I started to work 5 years. I worked 3 jobs per day to accomplish the American dream. It's not just set up. The business is not so easy. So, and after 5 years, no one sick day, no vacation, I was able to send my kids to UCLA and to Menlo College. We bought our house, and then I opened my company.
There you go.
But it was not. It was after 5 years. And guys, if you want to try to open business and send your kids to college, start with the 5 years, 3 jobs.
That's exactly right. So, 12 or 13 years ago, you decided, you saw things happening in California that were reminding you...
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
No, 14 years ago.
Right, 14
and
years.
Since I'm here.
Right. So you saw enough of socialism creeping up in California.
Yes.
That you basically said to your family, you know what, I risked my life and your life to get out of Romania, to avoid what is happening here in California. And you started looking around the country as to where you wanted to come to?
Yes, from Washington, D.C. down to Florida, I spent 2 years, and on the end I decided Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is the best for me and for my family.
Right. And luckily, he didn't choose Charlotte, he chose Rock Hill.
Yes.
And that's a whole other story. But you got here, right?
Yes.
And that was 10, 12 years ago? How long ago?
In 2009.
2009 is when you got here.
Oh, yeah.
About that. 12 years ago. Good
yeah.
for you. Now,
in
now
July,
that we, in July
15. And so, in July 14 was my birthday. I was 50 years old. And our U-Haul break down on the mountain somewhere, and I was like one loser who, and I was thinking I'm going to have a big party. And actually, I was fixing U-Haul.
We're going to take our mid-program break right now.
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to tell you why he's sitting here. But you had to have that background to understand. And what you're, of course, you're listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online by going to AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road, Camden Avenue, and Rock Hill. Of course, fresh subs and salads prepared right here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. There is a magical way we do this, and we have our own billboard.
Yeah.
our own Vanna White, but he sure doesn't look like Vanna. At the count of three, we're all going to tell everybody together how it's done. One, two, three. Spice. Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41064.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we're helping to stop food waste. Save the food. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here in Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Tim Vicente is with us today. Tibby is a Rock Hill businessman. He owns All Pro Solutions, which is right there on Black Street. And we're telling his, we spent the first half of the show telling his remarkable story. This is the kind of stuff you see in movies and you don't believe, but this is the real deal right here.
You're going to read one book in short time. We're going to finish our book.
That's right. Tears and all, he's done a great job getting us to where we are. So you've become very active in the community, doing all different kinds of things.
Good things.
Yeah, very good things. If you missed the last part of the first section of the show, he came here from California, picked his family up, moved out here because he could see the socialistic tendencies that were happening in California.
I want to correct you. Actually, I escaped from Romania and also I escaped from California, so keep in mind that. Don't play with the words.
All right. He escaped from Romania and he escaped from California. And what he doesn't want to do is escape to see this situation happen again.
Okay.
So what is it that you're seeing now in America, the country that you risked your life to come to, that most people are just not paying any attention to?
Well, it's very, very similar. They just play with the words, and the words are different. But this critical race theory, it's very dangerous, and this was... this is from socialist Marxist book, and it happened in the Romania in the same way. And just to know, guys, socialist doesn't happen tomorrow. It's slowly, which means in Romania they give free stuff to the people just to support them. They promise them, and after they promise them and they were not able to support them, guess what? They don't step back to give the power to other parties. They lock us down. And from that moment, whatever you worked all your life, you lost. They took everything. Socialists, it's the meaning, they take the private property from them and take the government, take it over. And from that point, like you don't have money in the pocket anymore, from that point, the government going to tell you what to do and how to do. And also usually going to tell you, shut up and just do it.
You made a very good point. It just doesn't happen with a snap of the fingers. It's one
nope,
little step
that,
after
that
another.
That is the trick. Yeah. And there are 30-something countries who tried the socialists, and they did the same thing, slowly but easy. And once nobody was able to keep their promise, and that is why this is how they took over, lock us down, and then start the dictator. And the dictators put us down, and they use us like an animals. And the big difference between socialists and the capitalists, the socialists took everything from you and tell you what to do and how to do, and the capitalists give you the condition to be able to work and make your dreams through your own power.
Yeah. So, specifically, give me an example or two of what you see has happened here in this country in the last, I don't know, several years that have triggered you to be on this program today.
So the school, they start to, a long time ago, my understanding, to brainwash our kids. And one of the main fault is the parents also, not just the teachers. The number two, they took over the mainstream media and the TV, which is very clear, it's one-sided, and which is very dangerous, and I hope I'm wrong, they start to take over the army and also the FBI, which if these two things should be no political. Once they go one side, it's dangerous, and that's going to generate dictatorship. Doesn't matter how you see it, and doesn't matter how we like it to say it or not, but these two big powers cannot be make difference in between left. They have to just follow the rule of law and protect the American people.
You know, one thing, Tibby, that I know you have very little patience with, and you're one of many people, is, and I know you well enough, you'll help out somebody to give them a break, to get them up, but you have very little tolerance for people who don't want to work and don't want to help themselves, who just want to sit at home and, you know, live off the government. Correct?
Yes. That is why I risked my life to come here, because I have the condition in Romania to stay and do nothing and be paid and have my life, low life, but have my life. But I come here, let me to do my work, let me work three jobs, four jobs. And also, the main thing, after then I work these three, four jobs per day, it's my, whatever, if I make 10 times more money than you, I deserve that money 10 times more than you. And if it's not the government's job to take from me and give it to you just to don't hurt your feeling. It's my job. I have my own money, I work for it. It's my, if I want to share or help somebody, I have to decide who to give, not the government take it from me and give it to others. Because this is one other step from the socialists, which means punish the hard workers and give it to the losers. And the socialists, it's one machine to build lazy people. Check them.
All right. So, if you're doing great. If you had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., and sit down, let's say, with the United States Congress, all of them, and they had to listen to you, right? What would be the top two or three things you would tell them they have to change in order to reverse this course that you see us headed to in terms of socialism, to get us back on track of being the free society and the capitalistic society we are? What would be the one, two, three things that you would tell them?
We have to make the government smaller. We have to make America first, which means first on my family and then yours. Doesn't matter if you like it or not. Political correctness is not gonna destroy America. Schools are very, very important for us. And the media to be free, not how it is now.
Well, first of all, I don't know how you're going to regulate the media. You know, you can't, we have this thing, freedom of speech.
Yeah,
and they can say what the heck they want to say, even though it may be one-sided.
Yes, but we are in capitalists. We are still there. It's not still socialist. So we have option, and we have the our money has value and power. Not some people talk, but our money talk too. So we can guide them in the right direction if we are united. Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the power of the dollar is very important.
Yes, man.
You can bring a network to its knees.
Yes.
I got you. You also have this thing called social media, which is free to everybody. And so you can get other opinions out there, if that's the world that you live in, which I don't. All right. Now.
But that is censored, too, and that is like in socialism, and Hitler did that only.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we've seen it already. Facebook is deciding who can say what. That's wrong.
You know, this guy from Facebook, he's not his job. He's one good programmer, but actually he stole the data from his friends, the engine, and he made the Facebook. It's fine, but that is not the meaning. He's so smart as to teach us what we think and what we want from our life.
All right. How do you think we could possibly make government smaller? I mean, nobody would argue that it needs to be smaller. I mean, we're spending more money than we're taking in. That's happened under all the presidents, Republican, Democrat alike. They're all guilty of that. And you got people down here in Congress that just want to spend, 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 spend. How are you going to get them to go smaller?
You know, we have to, all these guys who like freedom, we have to unite and we have to fight whatever we can from the local level up to the high end to convince them and push them to understand the future of our kids is not just to spend, it's also save and prepare them one nice future if you are really like the freedom. And there are not too many options. The government, the senators and the congressmen and the president, I have to remind them, we hire them. And if they follow what we are saying, we'll be okay. But we hire them, they go there and they start to tell, TB, you have no idea what you asked me to do. I'm going to tell you how to do it. Yeah. No.
So now, we got to bring the show to a close here because we're running out of time. The bottom line is, of all this, if you want to affect the change and get America back on course, you got to get involved. Your
yes.
bottom line, you've got to get involved with what you're doing right now in your part of the community. People need to get involved politically. They need to get out there and vote. And when they have candidates up there, you need, and you support a candidate, you got to go out and work for them. And you may have to give them some money to do it. But that's the only way you're going to change the direction that America's going in now. You got to stop being fat, dumb, and happy and get out there and be part of the system.
To close, I was blessed to go in other countries after from U.S. And what I can tell you, America is not perfect, but it's the best. And for us, even if there are small problems, we can fix them. But that is not the meaning to change the ideology just because there are a few things. Everything what the Americans did until now make this country to be exceptional. You know what is the exceptional? And that is why I risked my life to come here. So why are these losers want to destroy that? You know the old saying, if something works, don't fix it.
That's right. Timmy, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on the program. And thank you that you've all, everything that you're doing for this country. And thank you for risking your life to come here and do what you're doing.
One more thing. I escaped from Romania. I escaped from California. I'm never going to escape from Rock Hill. I decide to fight because this is the best place. And if this goes down, we go down, all of us. So therefore, I involve myself in local politics and I push myself how I can because I have to prove to my kids it was not enough, looks like, to escape. Now it's my job after then I accomplished the American dream. It's my job to fight to keep the freedom. It's painful.
And that's will bring our program to an end. A Straight Talk, of course, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Of course, fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. There's a magical way we do it, and we're going to do it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Nice, nice, nice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio. Bye.